Bad Meets Evil. That's Eminem and Royce da 5'9's brand new project. It's Cullen. I know I'm not usually on right now, but I'm kicking Christian Hand off because I got the Dingo and Snow kicking it with me in the studio.
At the Dingo and Snow calling in here in New York City, we just floated the other guys. It's time for us to spend our hour on radio because this may be the last weekend that radio or anything ever exists in New York because this hurricane that is coming in is apparently pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
It's called Irene. It has a name. Irene's not a very attractive name, so this isn't going to be a very attractive hurricane, I believe.
Think Irene's going to be an ugly bitch?
I think Irene is going to be a really ugly bitch. Now, but here's my thing with media overload. I just read that Fox tweeted, actually, that the subways are closing down tomorrow at Saturday at 3 p.m. All subways in New York are going to be closed.
Right. It's not even going to be raining yet.
It's not even going to be... It was sunny today outside. It was sunny. It was sunny today. The sun was shining all day. It didn't rain one bit. But we are preparing for Hurricane Irene. Now, Danny Cass, my partner, for many things, except sexual relations, is preparing very well for big for the hurricane because he has a loft out in Williamsburg, Brooklyn that has just been rebuilt in the last, like, 18 months.
Right, and you said it's, like, built on top of, like, an old warehouse.
It's built on top of an old glove factory that's been there for over 100 years, and they've just put some tin on top and, you know, built about 8 of them and called them lofts and rented them out for a price that's fucking way too expensive. And yesterday I was on the couch and I woke up to rain dripping on my forehead. It was only drizzling outside, but it was drizzling inside, too, so... I feel for Danny that this Hurricane Irene, this ugly bitch that's coming in, if it actually does come, it really, that his loft may float away or be blown away. But, Cullen, let's be honest, the media does like to hype things up.
Oh, of course. Everybody, it might just be a fucking bad rainstorm.
The whole world right now is talking about Hurricane Irene coming to New York City, and they're shutting down the subways and they're evacuating people. And it was sunny outside today.
No, I know. It's crazy. Well, the dingo in snow might become the dingo in rain is all I'm learning.
That's right. Let's change my Twitter name to at the dingo in rain for the weekend of this last weekend of August in New York City because it is going to rain like a motherfucker down here. That's what they tell us anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows? It may be sunny on Sunday. We might be able to all have a picnic.
Wouldn't that be funny if it's just and none of the subways are working and we're just like, fuck. We can't get anywhere.
You're not going to be able to get anywhere. You're going to be walking.
Stuck.
Well, that means our bikes will come in handy. But I do recommend if you are in the New York Greater State area that you get a blow-up boat, shitload of beer, maybe a hooker. You never know.
You might need a hooker on the blow-up boat.
You may need a hooker on the blow-up boat. And then maybe I don't know, some Spam, some food, some shitty food.
The great thing, too, about having a blow-up boat and a hooker is when you're done, you can just drown her right
just,
there.
That's right. You just flip the boat and you put her head under and it's all
gone. Yeah.
It's just, you know.
No fingerprints, no nothing.
I know. There's going to be blow-up boats and hookers floating all over the place. It's going to be crazy.
He's the Dingo and Snow. I'm Cullen, and we'll be back on Faction. Yo, man, it is Cullen. I'm kicking it with the Dingo from the Jason Ellis Show from Danny and the Dingo on Fuel TV.
That's a lot of headlines I have there.
Grenade?
Yeah, that's the third headline.
Coming soon as one of the announcers at Ellis Mania 7.
That's right. I'm going to be one of the head announcers.
Did I miss any of your headlines?
The headlines, no. What did we say? We said Jason Ellis, check. Adventures of Danny Dingo, Fuel TV, check. Co-host of MTV's Ridiculousness coming out MTV August 29th.
Yeah, you said
that's
that...
a new one.
Okay.
Check and partner in Grenade. So they're the headlines I'm going with right now and just kind of, you know, as my mum would say, I am a legend in my own lunchbox.
Nice. Now Danny and the Dingo, what can we be looking for new season wise?
Yeah, we're about halfway through fifth season right now, Cullen, and we are we're about to take off. We just did the Norway and Dubai, which was really interesting. The whole take of the new season is that we are going into other people's cultures. You know, we went and spent 10 days on an Indian reservation in Browning, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And we camped in a teepee in, like, the negative degrees on this dude's property and built a teepee and camped in the snow and built parfletches and met the local Indians and went to the school and hung out with the kids and did dances and played games. And in return, what we're doing is giving these kids the way back of our life, teaching them how to snowboard, skateboard, hooking them up with gear, and kind of just giving back our way of shred, our lifestyle.
Nice.
So we partook that into, we went to Norway. We spent May 17th in Norway, which is like their July 4th. So we partied our asses off, got all dressed up, went and waved at the King and Queen of Norway.
Nice.
Which, King and Queen of Norway is different from the King and Queen of London, just in case you didn't, you didn't know.
I don't know anything about
Norway. There's two different, you know, there's King and Queen of Norway, just in case you didn't know. And
are they good looking?
You know what? I don't know if I really got close enough to see.
You didn't get a good look at the Queen?
I didn't know if I got a good look, but I did get a wave in. I got a solid wave in, but I'm going to tell you one thing about the Norwegians. They party their asses off. This is one of the biggest like public parties I've ever seen in my whole life.
So just people drinking their faces off?
It was like an open rave fest at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It was ridiculous.
Nice.
And then we went from there, we went and spent with the Vikings. We found probably the only still living today Vikings of like the 800 AD, like going back like many years.
Yeah, yeah.
Many, many years. So I got to dress and live like a Viking and we got to play games. And
you didn't hurt anybody, did you, Dingo?
No, we didn't hurt anybody. But there was this one Viking that was like, he was like 7 feet tall, and he looked like a Viking. He was very chiseled, great body. This guy didn't wear shoes. Now, these people are authentic Vikings. They dressed like the Vikings did way back in the day. So he's got like a wolf hanging around his neck, and he wore no shoes, and he got like a size like 14 foot. And it's wintertime, and this guy's just cruising around the streets.
Wow.
And, well, not really streets, around the woods. Cruising around the woods barefoot. But there's one thing that the Norwegians did. You know why they have so many good-looking Norwegian women?
Well, I'm going to say because they killed the ugly ones when the Vikings came in, no?
Well, that's pretty close to it. They just never even took the ugly ones. They came in on these rowboats.
They took every hot bitch.
They took every hot bitch and then they rowed off. And they paddled off.
It's a pretty genius plan.
They came in and handpicked their women. So this is why they have so many good-looking women. And they rowed off. And now I'll tell you another thing about Vikings. You know how Vikings they're supposed to have the helmet?
Yeah.
The metal helmet?
Yeah.
You know that's a myth? You know that's a myth and a legend, and it's
right.
It's,
it was like a helmet with horns, right?
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Those helmets with horns are just sold to make money for tourism or whatever it is. Those horns. You know they only ever found one helmet in all the many years and all the deaths and all the fights and all that. They only ever found one helmet.
And it could have just been like a retarded Viking.
That was a retarded Viking.
He needed
helmet.
A helmet.
None of them wore fucking helmets. I was outraged.
All right, so. Danny and the Dingo, when's it kicking off on Fuel, the new season?
New season, I believe, will kick off in December. We got about 5 more episodes to film. We're about halfway through the season.
All right, cool, man. And we'll be looking out for you on MTV.
The MTV comes out. That's Fuel TV. The MTV with Rob comes out August 29th.
Sweet.
Ridiculousness. It's a new Rob Dyrdek program. Myself, I'm on it. Johnny Knoxville, Jeff Tremaine. Steelo, Chanel, Big Black, Drama. There's a bunch of people on it. It's a new funny show that's on MTV that Rob did, and everything that guy does turns to gold, so it's cool to be on that.
Awesome, man. This guy, if he has nothing else, he has the motherfucking hustle, man. Dingo is everywhere you want to be, and he'll be the announcer at Ellis Mania 7 with Ellis on the mic with you, and that's going to be fun, too.
I got a text message last night from Ellis, and he was asking if I was coming, and I said, yes, I'll be there. And then he said, will you announce Mayhem's not going to be there? And I said, oh, shit, that sucks. That's a bummer that Mayhem's not going to be there, because Mayhem is a huge draw card for Ellis Mania. I think he's been at all of them. He fought last year at Ellis, and Ellis and Mayhem have great chemistry, and Mayhem is really, you know, he's taking off into one of his own now. He's becoming quite a superstar.
Yeah.
He's working for the UFC. He's working on movies. He's got a new TV show coming out. And he's just busy. So, unfortunately, he won't be there. But fortunate enough for everybody else, I will be there.
It'll be double the Aussie.
It'll be double the fucking Aussie. It'll be double the fucking trouble. It'll be double the headache. It'll be double the cockiness. It'll be double, double everything.
All right. We're back with Dingo in a minute. This is Faction. Yeah, man, it's Kellen. I'm kicking it with Dingo. You can follow him on Twitter at the Dingo and Snow. You ever do anything crazy on Twitter? You ever do any contests or anything?
Not really.
Not really. I mean, just kind of use it to keep.
I never even had it. It was funny. My Holly Madison, the playmate from the Playboy show, Holly Madison. Everybody knows who she is. She lives out in Vegas now. She has a show. Anyway, I was in Germany last year, and she sent me an email and made me a Twitter. Because as funny as it is, you think that I would be all over social networking. And I'm actually a horrible social networker.
Right.
I never really got into it. Or
just
used
in the
it.
Time we've been hanging, you like erased all the contacts on your phone.
I did. I deleted everything on my phone. And I got an iPhone. I don't know how to use it. Anyway, she started me a Twitter account about a year ago. I'm up to, I don't know, if it's 12,000, 13,000 followers. So I'm really not, like, in the game on, like, some people that are 100 to a million or whatever it goes.
Right.
But, you know, I play around a little bit. Tell you the truth, I'd say my Twitter is mostly, like, an Alice kind of fan thing. I think a lot of the people on there are Alice fans, and I, like, talk with them and mix with them a little bit. I try and get it, like, you know, let people know about grenade deals or try and give some grenade promo away or not what. I think the social networking is cool. I just wish that maybe I jumped up on it earlier and had it got on it, you know, a couple years ago or whatnot.
You're still gonna make it happen, man. You got two TV shows coming out and you're gonna be everywhere and you've got the clothing, so you just start doing it now.
Exactly.
Don't think about the past, Dingo. Think about the future.
Thanks, Colin. I'm on board now. I'm Twittering and I'm tweeting and I'm twooping and I'm pooping at the same time.
Nice. Now, when you kick it with the caliber of girls that I know you hang out with, like, who are the chicks who hang with Holly? Like, because that's who I'm imagining at the Dingo and Snow is getting down with. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you're not going straight for Holly, but maybe she's got, like, four or five, like, playmate friends that, like, you know, hey,
you know, when
throw on my way.
When you are a lead playmate S, as a leader, I'd call her, she's like a mother to all these. To all these playmates, because you know that they're always growing. There's 12 every year.
Yeah.
There's 12 new playmates every year.
They keep popping up.
And they keep popping up, and there's
girls
a new
turn
one.
18.
There's a new one every month.
Every day.
And then when they flop into their playboyism and their careers and, you know, them taking over the world and becoming the next Holly Madison or the next Pamela Anderson, they have to go to these girls, you know, and Holly and Kendra and these girls are kind of like the ringleaders.
Right.
So they are surrounded by all these different playmate girls, which is nice.
So have you capitalized on that? You don't have to give me names. I just want to know you've capitalized.
I did for a little bit, and then I've gone back to my girlfriend, and I've been solid back with my girlfriend for 6 months, and it's going good.
All right.
And that's, we'll just leave it at that.
All right.
But it was awesome.
I'm very envious. The Dingo and Snow, this guy fucking kicks ass. Follow him on Twitter. Listen for him on The Ellis Show. Be looking out for him on MTV. His show kicks off with Rob Dyrdek on the 29th of August. That's right after the big award show that's happening this weekend.
There's some award show happening this weekend.
Right, on MTV.
To do with celebrities and famous people.
Yeah,
and
people singing.
And the videos they make that they sing to. And
exactly.
You know.
And then be looking out for a brand new episode of Danny and the Dingo hitting Fuel TV in December.
Yep.
All
awesome.
Right.
Colin, thanks for having me. It's cool being hanging out here in the big studio.
We've
the big
done the
smoke.
Radio part. Now we're going to go do the smoking weed on the street part and drinking.
We're going to go drink a beer, smoke some weed. And if you never hear from us again, that means that we floated away in Hurricane Irene. That
we got
dumb,
washed away.
Ugly bitch is taking us away.
She's a filthy whore.
Follow me on Twitter @TheDingoAndSnow.
That man rules!